for, I guess, about a year. They've had it up there. It's pretty good. Of course, you know, it's location, location, location. I mean, like down south, I can hear it all over the place. I work way over in Duncan, South Carolina, and I can get into it really easy over there from a mobile. It's just, you know, it's subject to terrain and everything else. Something else I found out that my coax connectors and stuff like that plays a lot more difference. It's a lot of difference in 462 megahertz than the regular 440 megahertz. It's like the higher you go, the more loss you got anyway. But it's a pretty good change from the ham band up to GMRS with my equipment.
You definitely want to use a better coax on UHF and all that up that way, because there is a lot of loss in it. So you definitely want to make sure your equipment is the best that you can afford to use. You don't want to use RG8 on that. You have too much loss on that.
But get it, you know, the most I could, most bang for the buck. So I got some LMR400. That I run, and I changed over end connectors, made two S units on some of the repeaters, and some of them I could just hear, you know, but I didn't. I wasn't getting any much signal on them, and I mean, I play around with dang things all over the place, just experimenting, but anyway, it's just subject, get you one and go to it. I mean, it's that's what you do.
That's the fun part of this hobby, is just getting out there and trying different things, because just because it works for the guy next to you doesn't mean it'll work for your location. That's for sure. But anything else I can do for you tonight, Roger?
That'll do it for me. I think y'all had a good conversation going. I just want to throw my two cents in there. I mean, it's all subject, you know, to locate, get you a dang radio, and see what you can do with it. I mean, that's the best you can do. Maybe, you know, pay attention to your coax and your gain of your antennas and things like that. Just go to it. All right. Thanks for calling the net, KG4I. Back to net.
Thanks for coming by and checking in with us. I hope you come by more often. I'm here every night every Sunday night, and there's a different net controller every night through the week. But you come by, and something different going on all the time. Wednesday night we have Gary does a swap net, so we got something buy, sell, or trade. Come by and check him out. So just come by as often as you can. But thanks for being there tonight. Thanks for joining in on the conversation. With that, we're going to see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4HKX. All right, I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan will be calling the net, KO4JKV. As far as I know, he'll be calling, and come by and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. I know you'll enjoy his net. There's always some good information over there. But with that, I'm going to send my net report, and I'll return shortly. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.